I spoke with Joanna Strother, Senior Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association, about the study, and she had details about the results nationally as well as here in Arizona.
The American Lung Association's 2021 State of the Air report shows that despite some nationwide progress on cleaning up air pollution, more than 40% of Americans live with unhealthy ozone or particle pollution. And when we specifically look here in Arizona, Phoenix actually ranks fifth most polluted for ozone in the country. We actually got worse in Phoenix. We were seventh last year. When we look at Yuma gets an F for ozone as well. But I do want to point out that Yuma did do a little bit better when we compared them to last year's report.
Well, can you tell me then more about ozone and where it comes from?
Ozone, you know, doesn't come directly out of a tailpipe or a smokestack. It is formed in the atmosphere, and emissions from many sources do react to cook up ozone in the sunlight. So we have some of the key ingredients here, warm temperatures and sunlight.
So how then do you deal with ozone pollution, especially here in Arizona with all of our sunshine and high temperatures in the summer?
What we call on here at the American Lung Association is for the EPA to have more stringent standards than what we have now, really to protect our public health. If we can do a better job about cleaning up pollution, we'll make the air a little bit easier to breathe.
What then about particulates? Now, I know in the past, Yuma County had problems with high levels of PM10.
What the American Lung Association's report looks at is PM2.5, which is an even finer particle than PM10 because that particle lodges very deep into the lungs and can cause a lot of health impacts. So what we see in Yuma, we actually did better, and Yuma gets a B when we compare it to last year's report. So we saw fewer days when those short-term spikes were happening in Yuma. But then when we looked at the annual, the year-round annual, and Yuma does pass, so this is a pass-fail and not a particular grade for the county, we look about the same as last year. But again, you know, we're very concerned about PM2.5.
So what does the American Lung Association plan to do to try to deal with the ozone and particulate matter problems?
What we're calling on this year is for everyone to join us on calling on President Biden to act on his pledge to promote environmental justice by prioritizing historically burdened communities for pollution cleanup and ensuring they receive the benefits of investments in electric vehicles and clean, renewable electricity. And everyone here can do their job at helping to clean up. People can drive less, use less electricity, don't burn wood or trash, get involved in your community. We have a lot of advocacy work going on here in Arizona.
For more information on the report's results for Yuma County, for Arizona, and for the nation, you can go to the Lung Association's website. That's at lungs.org. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.